So last week we began Perek Beis and part of Perek Gimel. So let's just review what we said. The Reb Chaim wants to discuss what it means to be a Tzemel Elokim. And in Perek Beis he explained that Tzemel Elokim means that the Ribbono Shalom, the Shem Elokim, Shem Elokim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaKoyches. So we have to have in mind when we use the Shem Elokim in Brachos and in Davening. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is contains within him all of the different you call them energies or powers or different aspects of nature. He's the Baal HaKoyches. And we explained, Rav Chaim explained last week in Perek Beis, that by the nature of the Bria and by the, call it the Mitzias of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so it is necessary that the entire world is continuously being upheld by the Ritzon HaBore. In other words, Hezbar HaDavar is that a human being, when he builds something, when he puts something together, so then when he completes it, he steps away from it, and then it runs on its own. That's part of the mitzias of a person, that a person is limited in what he's able to do, so the perfect construct of a person is that a person completes something and steps away from it. And it runs on its own. Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'ofen echrechi, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's rotzin keeps the world going at all times, and lu yitzuyer, if the Kadosh Baruch Hu would not have the rotzin to keep the world would implode, it would evaporate. So it is necessary by the very nature of the Ribbono Shel Olam of the Mitzias Kiviyachol Ribbono Shel Olam is that the Ritzon HaBore is ever present and ever necessary, and the Nefesh HaChaim says that can be an understanding of a Mechadesh B'tuvei B'chol Yom Tomid Maaseh Reishis. Mechadesh Tomid. Mechadesh B'chol Yom Tomid. So Mechadesh B'chol Yom is every day. Tomid means more than every day. So that is what Chazal are pointing out to us. Mechadesh b'chol yom, we come to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the involvement in the Bria kiviyachol when there is a visible renewal. That's b'chol yom, but the emes is it's tamid because that's necessary by virtue of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen in keeping the world going. That is also an explanation of when we say Bari Nefashos Rabbos V'Chesreinon, so Chesreinon sounds like that it's an imperfect world. Because Baruch Hu created a world and things are missing. So we explain on one level that's not an imperfect; that's a perfect world because it keeps the Bria and the Bria is continuously in contact with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's a more perfect world than if we would be detached from Ribbono Shel Olam. But now we understand it in a deeper way. That by virtue of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Borei, so there is a built-in chisaron. There's a built-in, from a human perspective, would be called the flaw. And that is, it requires the ongoing return of Borei to keep it going. But in the Emes, in the Olam HaEmes, and if we look at the world through the prisms of the Torah, so then that is a perfect world, that there is chesreinon. That's part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's that is a bria of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then the Nefesh HaChaim says that also is the explanation for why the Shem Hashem of Elokim is plural, but the other Shemos of Hashem, Kael, Shakai, they're all singular. Why? Because it means he is the controller of all the koyches in the world. and of all the energies and of all the natural phenomena of the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaKoyach Es Kulam. Shel Kol Koyach Prati and Nimsa B'chol Eilomis. Any natural phenomena, any phenomena that B'yeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu is created, Kadosh Baruch Hu is controlling it. HaKol Yisrael Shemaya Baal HaKoyach Shalehem. Shemashbiya Bahem HaKoyach V'gur Kol Rega U'Teluyim B'yodei Tomen. L'shanaisam U'lesadrin Kirtzoy Noy Yisbarach. And the Nefesh Chaim then has an Haggah over here. That is why any part of the world that has control gets the name of Elohim sometimes. Right? That's Shema Meshutuf L'Kol Chai. Shema Meshutuf means a term that is... It's a term that the Rambam coined when you have, we would call it like a metaphor or a simile. When you have a phrase which depicts a particular character or a particular defined in a particular way, and that characteristic is shared. Right, the classic example he gave is David HaMelech said that he's like a, what was the phrase at the beginning? That he shared one characteristic with this Ka'as Midbor, like the caricature. Okay, so a judge is called, in Chumash is called Elohim, right? Ado Elohim Yevaydu Hashnayim. So, because the Dayan has one thing in common with Rav Shlom. He's in control as to how this Din Torah is going to come out. People come to him and they are kofuf to the Dayan. So that is one particular characteristic that he shares. And he says that's the how we understand Elohim Acherim. It's a troublesome phrase to the Meforshim. Elohim Acher means other gods. There aren't any other gods. There are other events which other people think is a god. But the Torah Kedosha shouldn't be able to say, Leisas Elohim Acherim, there are other gods, it's not Nemes. So he says that the point is, the way to him, Rashi says, Elohim Acherim Laseyim, that we would say in English, he's indifferent to his worshippers. He's an acher. In other words, when you try to dive into that power, it's not going to help. He's an acher. It's a different. He's not in sync with your prayers. You can't connect the dots. So the Nefesh HaChaim says in a similar fashion, in a koyach shelehem meyatzmam, that any other power in the world, let's say they would pray to the sun of the moon. So the power that the sun has is the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not its own power. So it's Elohim, whatever it is a power of other than themselves. So if one does pray to some event that has some kind of, that is a phenomena in this world, it pays about a growing tree. So that phenomena belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Elohim Acherim. Okay, we can go a little bit deeper. Maybe later on we'll explain how you can understand the pasuk in last week's parsha. Ein zeki im beis Elokim v'zeh shar shemayim. Yaakov Avinu had a nevuah about Kadosh Baruch Hu's being sholeit al kol and empowering other parts of the bria. So if we have a chance, we'll come back to that. It can explain to us the concept of beis hamikdash shel mala. Let's wait for that. And let's go on to Perek Gimel. Kein v'demyen zeki v'yachol boris berchas ha'odam v'shlite al rabbi rabban koyches ha'lomis ein mispor. And part of the dimyan, part of the shita of Hashem, part of the simile that we are called at Tzelem Elokim, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu did give human beings the right and the ability to control many other of the phenomena in the world and of nature. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made us at Tzelem Elokim in that we have the ability to control parts of nature. Umisarim biyodei sheyumedaber v'mahnigoisam al pi protei tenuos masav. But the Nefesh HaChaim explains in a much deeper way, as we explained last week, that by virtue, by dint of the of our activities, we're able to have an impact on what goes on in this world. We have control. We're Bali Hashba. I explained last week that the way to wrap our minds around this is through the idea of tefillah. That through tefillah we have a far greater control, right? B'mila d'alma, zer anpin of this is that people often claim that we will be much more helpful to Eretz Yisrael via lobbying the American government. There's only so much money I can give, right? Only so many rockets I could possibly buy. But if through my votes, I'm able to get the American government to supply rockets, so I have much more power. So one lobbying effort is much more than I can do. My vote controls much more than my pocketbook. So this is the er anpin of what we're saying over here. So my ma'isim have a much greater hashpa on what happens in the world, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu will affect the world through the in response to my ma'isim. Upi kol prate tenuos ma'isim v'dibur machshavosim shekol sidri anhoga yisein l'tovin le'epachas v'shon. And the way Kadosh Baruch Hu structured the Bria, this is what the Nefesh HaChaim wants us to understand. The way Kadosh Baruch Hu instruct, just like there are koiches in the world called gravity, and there are electromagnetic fields, there are different phenomena in the Bria. So one of the phenomena of the Bria is that Kadosh Baruch Hu created a lomos lamala, and our activities in this world affect those koiches lamala, and in turn, those koiches lamala affect the world below. In the fourth perek, he begins by saying that as such, al yoimar belibe chas v'sholim ki mo ani umar koichi lef'ol b'maseh shvelim shum inyan boilim. Person should never say, I can't have impact on things. Because Baruch Hu created the Bria that what my Ma'isim Tovim have an impact on other parts of the world via the Eilomais Lamala. And he has a Mahalach in the Mishnah Ovais. Dama Lamala Mimcha. Right? The person also has to know what's above. Ayin Shemas, Ayin Shemas, Ayin Roya. V'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtovim. Right, that's the Mishnah that in 2023 you can connect with much more than they could in earlier years, because we have satellites and we have we have an Eizen Shemas on us all the time, right? And we have little things you put in. You have trackers, right? You have ways, so it's not a strange idea for us. However, the Nefesh HaChaim says, Da ma lemala, you should know that what goes on in the Olam, lemala, mimcha. It's like a chassid shavart. Mimcha, that comes from you. You're the one who controls. He was the bar plukta of the Hasidic world, but he also is a chassid shavart. So the, who's that?
How's that fit into that Mishnah?
It's a chassid shavart. Doesn't have to. That's the end with the kashas. It says, I don't know. He's saying that you can fit it into the kavana of So we'll come back in a moment. So that's what he writes over here in Perek Gimel, Kibamasa v'diburav, and that is what we mean by Tzelem Elokim. Kibit Tzelem Elokim also. That's what Elokim means. So we are at Tzelem Elokim, because we have the ability to control That's because Baruch Hu made the Bria. Now you have to understand that's Tzelem Elokim. The next line is very, very important. It catches it all. He says Ki Hishlit Umisadnu Nigam Kol Raga Ketzani Kain Hishlit Ritzani Yisbarach Es Ha'odun Shehu Paisech V'Soyg Yishal Kama Alfi Revois Koyachais. But Kadosh Baruch Hu made it part of the Bria. Just like there is a phenomenon called gravity, and this phenomenon called electricity and magnetism, there's a phenomenon called Koychais HaAdam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made certain rules in the world that through my mitzvahs, I'm able to control what Kadosh Baruch Hu will make the world respond to my mitzvahs. Go ahead.
How do we distinguish between that and what it makes Nister, whether it's us or whether it's Kul HaShem doing?
No, Nes Nister is something else. And Nes Nister...
Maybe the Nes Nister is through our Mises, as Klal Yisrael.
I don't understand the question.
Let's say there's something that happens that we're not sure if it's through our Mises or it's just through Hashem saying he wants this to happen. No, nothing connected to our Mises. How do we distinguish between those two things?
What's the need to distinguish? So that's the Ramban explains that a Nes Nister is an event which defies natural averages. So L'chaira, the Ramban would say that if we win every battle, if we are successful in every single crop, that goes against the average. That's an asinus. An asinus is something that you only observe after time. Now, whether the Nes Nister was a Kadosh Baruch Hu applying the Koychais HaOdam of our mitzvahs. You're saying whether we were zeichet in this Nes Nister through our Maisim, or whether we were not zeichet in Kadosh Baruch Hu, did change the Bria. No, I don't know if we're supposed to know that. Right? That's what the always say, that they're always, the Gemara says, that a person is always choshesh, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did nisim for him, and he was a Mai Tzachui, it's a six parsha, Katoni Bekalach Sodom. So, that's what the Gemara explains. Why was Yaakov Avinu nervous? Because Baruch had given him a haftacha in last week's parasha, so he was afraid. Shema Yismayit Achet. Maybe he wasn't deserving. So I don't know if we're supposed to know exactly what we're, and even what we are zeich, it's only b'chazri agonu. So I'm not sure. If you'd have enough kamina, we have to understand a little bit more deeply. So we just began in the next parak that a person has to be quoted Zayis Teres HaAdam, and then he writes Omnam Yavin V'Yeda V'Yikva B'Machshavois Li Boy. A person should remind himself, and it should be part of one's consciousness. Shekol protei maisa v'dibur machshavoysav kol eis v'rega loy is avidu chas v'shamlet. Whatever we do, nothing's getting forgotten or getting lost. Umo rabu ma'asav umo oigodlu v'ramu shekol achas oilu kefi shorsha fakeret. We should remind ourselves that our pu'ulois, our mitzvah, our brocha, our davening, mitzvah of tzitzis, any mitzvah we do, tefillin, if we do a chesed, all of those are accomplishing with all pulasa begovei miraimim ba'ilames v'tzachtoches ha'ayres al yonim. Should realize that every davar toy that we do is having an impact far beyond we could imagine. And then the Nefesh Shechayim explains that through our maisim, so we're able to keep certain institutions going, or we could diminish institutions. Chazal say that the Nebuchadnezzar and Titus, So they did not destroy the Beis Hamikdash as we know it. Because in order to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, so it has to be able be connected with the Olam HaSolyonim, and they're not. But the Gemara says that Kimcha Tchina Tchinas, that by the time Nebuchadnezzar and Titus got to the Beis Hamikdash, then our Maisim had already vacated the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, and they came to a hollow Beis Hamikdash. Rak shebechate einu nismait v'tosh kiviyochol koichu gvur shalmala. That kiviyochol, it's kiviyochol that the ritzoin of Abura was vacated because of our Maisim. As if the ritzoin of Abura is no longer there to keep the Beis Hamikdash going. So once it was vacant of the, I'm not sure what exactly they phrase it, but once it was vacant of the koyach that our mitzvahs and our ma'asim tovim provide for it, so then it was easy for the Nebuchadnezzar and Fetitus to destroy the world. She writes, "Gam al zois yechrad leva odom me am ha'kodesh shu koylo b'tavnisa kol ha'koyach ve'lomis kulam." He says that this is a frightening concept, our ability, what koyches we have. He says, "Gam al zois," something else. Then that's an idea that we'll have to come back to later on in Shar Aleph, and that is the idea that the human being contains elements of the Bria, and now he has elements of the Beis Hamikdash itself. So that we have to see a little bit more to come back and understand that. Okay. So Yitz Hashem is an end at the end of Shar, end of Perek Dalad, about the Ruach Mamalala. So we'll come back to that in Yitz Hashem next week. Okay.